broadcasting to you from the other side, by which I mean the other side of Sheffield. This is Two Men and a Ghost.
Hello, welcome to Two Men and a Ghost podcast number 5, and with a podcast about ghosts and the paranormal, it would make perfect sense for the two of us to do a Halloween podcast, except we had a slight problem with that in that Mike Casibrid and I, the two men, who were part of Two Men and a Ghost, were in separate countries when it came to Halloween. I was with my son visiting my parents in Southern California, and Mike was similarly having a holiday with his family in Butlins in Skegness. So this is the first of our podcasts where we're separate, but we've recorded our own bits, and the idea was to compare the Halloween festivities in two different countries. So there'll be a few bits of myself out and about in California, in the Los Angeles and Orange County areas, and very sunny and very lively and lovely, and equally Mike with parallel recorded bits from both Butlins, Skegness, and I think out and about on the streets in Sheffield, but we'll hear more of that later. We'll start with California clip. This is myself and my son outside a theme park in America called Knott's Berry Farm, very similar to Alton Towers in England, and we got talking to a lady there who was coming into the late night version of the park, but for the week of Halloween and the days leading up to Halloween, they open up Knott's Berry Farm very, very late and call it Knott's Scary Farm. And it's the same as Knott's Berry Farm in the day, except it's pitch black and there's actors dressed up as monsters and all sorts of scary things going on. And we'd just come out of the day theme park, Knott's Berry Farm, and she was about to go into Knott's Scary Farm, and so a conversation ensued. So I hope this is educational as we interview a typical Californian lady about Halloween on the West Coast in the United States of America. So what happens at Knott's Scary Farm?
You go in, I guess, you get your ticket, I got my ticket. You go in, and I'm going to go on Ghost Rider first.
Ghost Rider, on the roller coaster.
Yeah, that one, right here.
I went on that once, never again.
What?
Never again.
Why?
Oh, it was too fast.
Well, my mother, when she was alive, my mom loved roller coasters.
Okay, right.
I'm a roller coaster fan.
So that's why you like Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah. I actually like it better than Disneyland.
Yeah, do people pop out at you in Knott's Scary Farm?
Yeah, people pop out.
Right.
A couple guys scared the shit out of me last night. I mean, they really scared the heck
out
of me.
What, you came last night as well?
Huh?
You came last night as well?
What were they dressed
up?
Yeah,
I came last night.
What were they dressed?
Huh?
How were they dressed up?
Scary. But there was this really cute girl who was dressed up as a witch, I guess. Or
right.
Some kind of a doll. She was a really nice girl. I liked her.
Okay.
But the others, they scared the holy F out of me.
They scared the what out of me?
I don't know what it's like during Christmas time here. I would like to come down here for Christmas.
Okay.
Ow. And I just live right down the street here.
Oh, so no wonder you like it. It's close.
Yeah. But actually, I like Knott's Berry Farm better than I do Disneyland.
Why is that?
Because Disneyland doesn't have all those much attractions.
Okay.
On the rides. They don't have as much roller coasters.
Right.
My favorite one was that ride with all the waves.
But what happens at Knott's Scary Farm? Is it just lots of scary things happening?
Yeah, scary things happen.
They do that for Halloween.
Huh?
They do that for Halloween.
What am I going to do for Halloween?
Yeah.
I'm going to be here for Halloween.
All right.
Are you guys waiting for a ride?
We're waiting to go to Denny's. We need to go to a coffee
Are
shop.
Are you guys taking a cab?
No, it's my dad. We're waiting for my dad.
Is that your son?
Yeah, yeah.
He's darling. He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
You must be about 9 years old.
One year younger.
8 years.
8 years.
10 years old, huh?
No, 8 years.
That's what I said, about 8 years old. I guess 9. You're tall for 8, man. You're tall. You're going to be a big boy when you grow up.
Well, my dad reckons when I'm 9, I'll be about there, too.
Yeah, right? You're going to beat me up when you're 10 years old. Well, there you have it, an interview with a lady from California, except you don't have it because there's two more bits to our interview with her. Yes, we get even more in-depth about Halloween in the United States of America. In the meantime, let's have a break from my voice. Let's hear from Mike, who sounds really up and bouncy and bright and breezy, having a sunny, wonderful time at Butlin Skegness.
Well, this is Mike Casabrid, and I'm reporting for Two Men and a Ghost. It's Halloween. The situation was meant to be very simple. Whilst my good friend and colleague Andrew was, or rather is at this moment in time, in sunny California, checking out Halloween over there. My brief is to be in the sunny parts of England, namely Skegness. Skegness as in none other than Butlins. The whole idea of going there was to check out not only people's opinion of Halloween, but also to check out things like various things, Halloween themes and activities that might be going on. I'm sitting here rather embarrassed, purely on the grounds that really not a lot happened. Okay, when I first arrived there with my family, looking around, I was excited when I learned that, yes, there was going to be the great Halloween ghost train. We all like a ghost train, let's face it. They're all good fun, good humor. But when I realized that what I was actually looking at was the safari train that had some sheets covering the giraffes, and also the odd skeleton mask covering maybe an occasional monkey, I realized that this wasn't the ghost train that I was expecting to see. So, wandering around, there were other areas that I thought I might have encountered. You know, people who might have a view or opinion or belief in this thing. Yet again, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't succeed, failed miserably, because there was this constant confusion between people who were wanting to appear, shall we say, ghostly connected, but at the same time wanted to look like perhaps 80s rock stars. Maybe there is a connection, and maybe you might agree on that, depending on which 80s rock star you're thinking about. But still, nonetheless.
Well, I don't know if you picked it up there, but I don't think Mike actually sounded very happy about being in Butlins. I don't quite know what was up. Surely he was having loads of fun. Never mind. A bit more from Mike later on, and in the meantime, my son and I went to Universal Studios, and because it was the Halloween week, they had a special house called the House of Horrors, which was lots of dark corridors and monsters leaping out at you, and I've recorded the first 2 minutes, and I didn't record any more because my son just pointed to the nearest exit and we walked out. So, but here, for your edification, is at least the first 2 minutes of the House of Horrors at Universal Studios.
We're two men and a ghost
but we're separated. I'm in America, and Mike's in Butlins, so we're going to be doing a separate podcast and mixing it all together. And I'm right now with my son at Universal Studios in California in the House of Horrors. Are you scared, Edward?
Well, yes, I've seen a sign of Chucky is here.
You've seen Chucky from Child's Play, and we're now walking down a dark corridor with all these eyes looking at it.
Bats.
Yeah?
Sure, it's bats, and now we're going to skeletons.
Lots of skeletons
you can't
and skulls.
See a fizz in here.
I hope you're not scared.
We're near the exit.
We're near the exit. Ah! Well, this is fun, isn't it?
Not the exit.
No, this way. Come on. Is that a mirror?
Please, I don't want to go in here anymore, Daddy.
We're going on the way out, don't worry.
Oh my God.
That you screaming? We just had a man in a white mask jumped out at us. Do you want to see him again?
No!
Well, I hope you had fun imagining what we were going through there. My poor son didn't make it to the end, and actually I don't blame him. Maybe I used him as an excuse to leave early myself. So let's get back to some education. Let's hear more from our lady about to enter Not Scary Farm. And of particular interest in this second part of the interview is a phone call in which she answers to the name of Cinderella. Now, we spoke to her later, and it turns out she had her name changed by deed poll to Cinderella. So make of that what you will, and enjoy a bit more education about Halloween in the States. Look, that's a ghost roller coaster, because you can't see anyone on it.
It doesn't seem like it. There should be a ghost out there. Ooh!
That scared me.
Look how fast it goes.
I want to go in there again.
But it's even scarier in the dark.
In the dark, right.
I like the mine ride. There are lots of scary things in there.
Yeah.
Pumpkin head.
Oh, God, I'm telling you. And then it goes all the way up in that tunnel, and then it drops down.
I love it, Daddy. On the ride.
And then see that roller coaster over there?
Yeah.
Oh, that one, the yellow one.
The yellow one. Why is it called the silver
bullet? But my favorite here is the Monument of Independence.
Oh, you've been on that 16 times.
I've been on it for 57 times.
The back is better.
Yeah?
Better than the front.
I gotta answer my phone, honey. Hello, Tyson Resident Cinderella speaking. May I help you? Oh, hi, Shrey. How are you? No, I'm not. I'm at Not Scary Farm. Yes, why don't you pick me up at TJ on Fridays? Yeah, TJ on Friday, remember that. At 1 o'clock. Now the park doesn't close till 2 o'clock. Is 2 o'clock going to be too late for you? Okay, then we'll shoot for 1 o'clock. But then, Sheree, tomorrow night if the pipe closes late, I'm taking a cab back. Okay, but I want to have as much fun for Halloween as I can. What?
Oh!
Hey, wish me luck that nothing will happen. But I'm going to be out all by myself. Okay, bye. That was my girlfriend. She's picking me up, so I gotta ride home.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend says, oh, I wish you could be here. I said, yeah, I wish you could too. So now I got to get on this dumb ride up by myself.
Oh, the Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Why do you hate it?
It's too fast.
Well, isn't it?
No, it's not too fast. There's a lot of faster roller coasters than that.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's just the high altitude and the darkness that you have to go to. I almost fainted last night, I swear to God I did. I thought, oh no, help, help, help. Get me off this thing. Because it's so long, the roller coaster, look how long it is.
It is. It never ends.
It's about maybe 3 to 6 minutes long of a roller coaster, maybe.
Yeah. I thought it would never finish.
Oh, God. It's a little bumpy, but I don't mind. But in the dark, it scared the holy nightmare out of me last night.
Really? And yet you're doing it again?
Well, I have to because I'm taking my fiancé to court.
You're taking your fiancé to court?
Yeah, I broke up with my fiancé, so he asked me to jerk.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I wish zombies had pop up at you.
I'm going to take you on that roller coaster. I'm taking you.
I hope you enjoyed that. More from the lady a bit later on. But about time we got back to England, and in particular to Mike, with his further account of his time at Butlins in Skegness.
So, the only kind of strange thing or exciting thing that did happen to me was whilst we were in room, or apartment, I should say, apartment 208, I remember at one point going back, we had these swipe cards, and I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes you never know how hard or how fast you're supposed to use these things. I'm pretty useless with this sort of thing. Anyway, I was standing there with the swipe card in the doorway, in the lock, swiping the best I could. To my embarrassment, I looked up, seeing a family standing there looking at me, kind of puzzled, who is this strange human being who is standing there at room, or sorry, at apartment, I should say, apartment 108. So I'm standing there with the swipe card, trying to get inside somebody else's apartment. Pretty embarrassing all round from my point of view, but thankfully they had good humour and were able to accept that basically I was just a sad individual who was just lost.
While Mike was having a great time in Skegness, as you can hear, sounded so happy, myself and my son, we were doing trick-or-treating, with a difference. We were doing it at a mall in Orange County, Westminster Mall, where loads of kids dress up, and instead of trick-or-treating door-to-door, they go from store-to-store. Which is a good, safe way of doing trick-or-treating. So here's just an on-the-spot recording of what it was like doing trick-or-treating in a shopping mall. We're now in Westminster Mall in Orange County. And the reason we're here is that it's very nice. They do trick-or-treating, but in the mall. So you don't have to go from door to door. You can go into the shops and they give you sweets and candies. Now the trouble is, it's supposed to be Halloween here in the mall. You probably can't hear it, but they're playing It's a Small World here. And that is actually the scariest thing I've seen so far, is that awful song from Disneyland. And I'm walking around and I'm tripping over a kid dressed as Buzz Aldrin. There's Batman there. This whole mall is just heaving with kids. There's the thing. There's Super Mario. My goodness. There's lots of fairies here. Little Bo Peep. Wonder where the sheep are. This is great. Well, what a great idea. You don't have to walk down a dark street at night. You just get loads of candies by going into stores. The trouble is I've lost my son now. Oh, there he is. My son is dressed as Scream, and he's got a scythe, so he looks a bit like the Grim Reaper. He's already tried to attack me. I think it's all the Snickers bars he's been given. It's given him too much aggressive energy. We're now standing outside a store called Bon Bon Candy. You'll never guess what they sell here. Wow. Hi, Edward. Are you enjoying this?
Edward. Oh.
She's giving you a treat. There it is. My son Edward's holding a giant pumpkin. Thank you. And he's just going up randomly to different shops and they're giving him treats. This is marvellous. They're giving him strange looks. Or maybe they're just looking strangely at me. You can't see it on the podcast, but my horror costume is Fat Englishman with a beard. And people keep running away from me.
That's what he really looks like.
I don't look like this. This is my horror costume.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it? So we're in this wonderful mall. There's a witch. There's Iron Man, I think it is. In the meantime, Mike Casibrid is living it up. I'm very jealous. In Butlins in Skegness. Well, back to Mike, and when he'd finished in Skegness, he decided to go out and about on the streets of Sheffield. Over the Halloween period, and here he is interviewing, well, he promised to interview loads and loads and loads of people out and about dressed up and in the Halloween mood, but as you'll hear, there was an interview with a zombie, and well, I'll just let you listen.
So where am I right now? Right now I'm over back in Sheffield. I'm on my Todd, as the saying goes, and I'm on a place that we once checked out some time ago called West Street. And the reason I'm on West Street is there's a certain amount of people going around dressed in various Halloween costumes. I want to simply mingle with them and hand out our wonderful block cards and see if people are willing to share as to why they are into Halloween. Right now, if you'll excuse me as I start to try and move around. I'll switch off now and switch on my trusty microphone in a few minutes. Bear with me. Okay, let's see if this is working. You see, I've ended up getting the short change of the situation in that my colleague I'm working with, are you working that way so I don't keep you held up? My colleague is working over in California at the moment, and I'm over here, and what we're wanting to find out, what Two Men and a Ghost is simply looking into urban myths of Sheffield, and also things like tonight with Halloween, where people want to dress up as ghosts and zombies, various things like that. So what was it that attracts you to it? Is it the media thing, or the movies?
To be honest, I just think it's a laugh getting dressed up, isn't it? It's something different, something new, so...
Right.
It's not every day you go out dressed up like a zombie, so you might as well do it for the laugh.
Very
you?
True. Okay, for the record, what's the top of the best horror movies that you could ever come up with?
Ooh, are we going old school classics or new school kind of thrillers?
Oh, anything, question. Anything.
I quite like Evil Dead, that's probably one of my favourites.
Right, I know one of my favourites is like The Shining.
That is a good one.
That I really adore. Okay, sorry, what's your name anyway?
My name's Brad.
Brad, okay, yeah. Thanks for your time, Brad. No, great to meet you both. Looking on Two Men and a Ghost.
I will. I will.
We've got podcasts and also the blog. We've got videos on it. So and drop us a line on it. You know, it'd be great to hear from you.
I will.
And thank you for your time.
You.
Hope you have a great evening,
see
mate.
See you later, mate.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for your time. Well, that went rather well. I've been talking to a couple of guys who were kind of dressed as zombies, and well, for a really good night and a good time.
Mike? Are you there, Mike? Any more interviews? Well, I can hear Sheffield noises in the background, but it sounds like he's fallen asleep. Never mind. Tell you what, we'll get back to the final part of the interview with Our Lady. And just to recap, she'd broken up with her fiancé, and there might be more revelations in this third and final part of the interview about the impending court case. So here you are for some more Halloween fun with Cinderella from Southern California.
But that other one that I went on, it goes like this. Zoom like that. Oh, man, it scared the holy toy out of me. And then it went upwards and backwards and around. And it's over there somewhere. But you know what, another ride I like, it's that one right there, the one that has the...
The yellow one, or the red one.
The silver bullet, why is it called the silver bullet?
The tall one.
The one that had the American flag.
Oh, the one that drops you.
Yeah, that one, I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead.
It's pretty high.
Oh. Too high.
But my mom just, I don't know, I'm so much like my mom. Oh, God. I'm scared now. I'm starting to get a little nervous.
So why are you doing it?
Oh, because I'm doing it because my fiancé won't leave me the hell alone. He won't quit calling me.
Oh.
Well,
I have to do it just to prove to the judge, and then I'm going to get a picture done, and I'm going to have him either do it tonight or I'm going to have him do it tomorrow.
Right.
One from last night and then one from tonight. Because he's been really stressing me out. I broke up with him. He didn't break up with me. I broke up with him.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, I did it. So I'm single. See?
They're screaming.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to go in again.
Now I have to go use the restroom.
Alright, nice to see you. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you too. I'll be right there.
Thank you.
I just have to go use the restroom.
Okay.
Well, there we have it. I hope you've enjoyed our intercontinental look at Halloween. No doubt brought to you many days after Halloween happened, but that's the price of getting a podcast made up of loads of snippets of different recordings. We wanted to do the best job possible, and the best job possible means that we're extremely late. But at least we're early for next year's Halloween, about 50 weeks early, I think. So, To round off, I thought we'd recap with a familiar voice. Imagine if Cinderella, that lady, had heard a podcast from us two guys. What would she say after listening to the podcast?
A couple guys scared the shit out of me last night. Oh, man, it scared the holy toy out of me. Now I have to go use the restroom. Oh, man, it scared the holy toy out of me.
Special thanks to Spike Nesmith for scary voice and sound effects at the beginning of this podcast. Thanks to Ever Desireless for their atmospheric music called Assembly Line Romance. Thank you for listening. Thanks to The Lizard, and we hope to join you soon for the next eventful podcast of Two Men and a Ghost.